Hello everyone, my special and consistent listeners. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time is in your location. It gives me so much pleasure to be here again on the Good Life Podcast with Princess Joy. Tell me, are you looking forward to today's episode? On a scale of 1 to 5, tell me how satisfied you are with the resources that I have been churning out for you. I can see 5, 5, 5. Thank you very kindly. I appreciate that. Great. Awesome. Thank you. Today, I'll be talking to you about a very crucial, critical topic that is important irrespective of who you are. Even a country needs this very critical resource. Today, the episode is budgeting for your personal finances. This topic is so important. And in this Good Life podcast, I promise that I'll be sharing with you everything to make you have a good life. Once again, this episode is about budgeting for your personal finances. And we're going to be diving into the essentials of creating a budget that works for you, whether you're trying to save for that big purchase or you're trying to gain control over your finances. A solid budget is your best ally. Do not save what is left after spending, but spend what is left after saving. That is a quote by Warren Buffett. I'm sure you all know him, Warren Buffett, that famous investor. I will start with the first thing. Why budgeting matters? Why does budget matter? A personal budget, why does it matter? Budgeting is important because it serves as a financial blueprint. It helps you to map out your income, your expenses, and gives you a very, very clear picture of where your money is going and where it should go. A budget is a very powerful tool because it helps you to align your financial goals. Without it, you may find yourself spending or falling short of your financial targets. So, by creating and sticking to a budget, you can make sure every naira, every dollar, every cent you are making is working for you and creating something meaningful. So, whether you are saving for a rainy day, investing for your future, a budget is very important. And budgeting is not just for those in financial trouble. No. It is for everyone. And it is expected that anyone who wants to make the most of their money and reach their financial goals must ensure that they have a budget. If you don't have a budget, it's like navigating in the wilderness without a compass. Where do you end up? You may end up just going around and around in circles. A budget, therefore, gives you clarity of your income and your expenses. It helps you to understand where your money goes to every day, every week, every month, every year. You have your financial resources on your fingertips. And if anybody asks you, where did you spend that your dollar? Where did you spend that naira? At a point in time, you are able to really understand what you have done with your money. So clarity is what a budget gives you. In addition to that, A budget gives you control over your finances, ensuring that you are spending in alignment with your goals. You have a goal that you want to spend a particular amount of money every month. If you budget for it, you're able to allocate your income to that particular goal. And when you are exceeding it, or when you're falling short of it, when you have a budget, it helps you to align and get a good grasp of yourself. And when you have a budget, it can help you to identify areas where you can cut back, where you can save, and where you can also keep money in the event of an emergency. For me, it wasn't really easy for me when I decided to start having a financial budget at the beginning of every year. Previously, I was spending. I didn't know how to control my expenses. I knew that I had to stick to my monthly income, but to prioritize my expenses was very difficult for me. Then I started creating a budget. Suddenly, things were now very, very apparent. I knew where I had to make changes. I realized that with budgeting, it's not that I was restricting myself on spending, but I was able to gain control. I was making choices consistently and intentionally. I was assigning my money to every expense, and I was doing it consciously. It helped me to feel a sense of control, and I had the freedom because I knew what I was going into. I knew that I wanted to spend a dollar on eating out. I knew I wanted to spend money on purchase of a vehicle. I knew I wanted to spend money on going to watch a film. I was intentional about it because I had put that information in my budget. So, budget gives you clarity. Budget helps you to gain control of your expenses, and you are able to spend with intentionality. Now, what does it take to create a budget? Remember, we have talked about what budgeting does for you and your personal finances. Now, what does it take to create that budget? For me, when I first started to make a budget, I felt overwhelmed. Where do I start? What if I make a mistake? I had so many thoughts on my mind, but then I realized that budgeting isn't about perfection. It is about progress. I started by listing all my sources of income, which gives me a clear picture of what was coming into my bank account. I have my salaries, I have investments in equities, I was expecting dividends. So all my sources of income, I was able to put them together so that I could have an idea of what I was expecting. So that is where you start from. Have a clear picture of all your income, what you're expecting at any particular point in time, and what are your expenses. And you can do that only by ensuring that you are tracking your expenses and your income. I have a podcast episode on tracking of your expenses. You can do well to go back and listen to that episode so that you can get the information on how to track your expenses and the resources that can help you to do that. Now, let's continue with how you can create a budget. You start by tracking your income. Also, ensure that you can track your expenses. And your expenses, you can categorize them into major expenses like rent and things like your groceries, paying your DStv or Netflix subscription. You know, so those things that you spend on, your food, which is really very important, car maintenance, transportation, make sure you have a clear idea of what you spend on a monthly basis. Then, what do you want to save for? Have a goal. What are you saving for? What do you really want to do? Do you want to make a big purchase in this month? How are you going to save towards it? So set that goal and then ensure that your budget is aligned with that goal. And if you're saving, for example, for a vacation, you can ensure that on a monthly basis, you're setting money aside for that particular purpose. And then choose a particular budgeting method. There are several others. Several budgeting methods, but one that I would like to recommend to you is the 50-30-20 budget rule. 50-30 budget rule. There are several others, as I said, zero-based budgeting, where you're starting from the scratch. You're just starting from the scratch. You're not basing your budget on what you have spent last month or what you have spent last year. You're just starting from the scratch. Then another one is envelope budgeting. Who has heard of envelope budgeting? Okay, envelope budgeting is where you just create envelopes. They can be physical envelopes, but they are actually imaginary envelopes, where you set money aside in each of these envelopes based on the particular expenses you want to incur. And when the money for that envelope finishes, that is the end. Don't do more. I said I was going to give you an explanation of the 50-30-20 budgeting method. Yes, 50-30-20 budgeting method is a popular and straightforward method for managing your personal finances. It divides your income into three main categories, making it easier to allocate your money effectively and also ensure that you are able to achieve your financial goal. So the 50-30-20 rule. What is that 50? It means that you should allocate 50% of your income to critical essential expenses that you must pay for in order to maintain your basic standard of living. Expenses like your groceries, your vehicle repairs, transportation, your rent. These expenses are not negotiable and you must incur them no matter who you are. Allocate 50% of your income to your essential expenses. And what is that 30? 30 is 30% of your income. This means that 30% of your income should be allocated to discretionary spending that enhances your lifestyle, but they are not essential. You can do without them, but for you to maintain a particular lifestyle, you need to incur them. So these expenses, they add to your pleasure or your convenience. For example, your Netflix subscription or your DStv subscription. Those are things that are discretionary. You don't need them. You can live without them. And it's essential that you maintain 30% of your income for those categories of expenses. Then 20%. 20 means 20% of your income. Recall, we're talking about the 50-30-20 rule. 20% of your income, you allocate it to saving for things that are critical to you. Things like your health insurance, your retirement savings, your investments. You want to purchase a property, save 20% of your income on a consistent basis. This will ensure that you are able to plan for your future. So it is important that we have a plan and we have a particular method of budgeting. I will recommend the 50-30-20 rule, but you can use whatever works for you. Now, you have created your budget. You know how you are allocating your expenses and you know how the income you are expecting on a periodic basis. How do you ensure that you stick to this budget? I have some tips that I want to share with you. The first thing I will say is that you should set up automatic transfers to your investment or your savings account so that you are not tempted to spend what you should be saving. I know that sticking to a budget, it can be really challenging. Trust me, it is. But when you automate your savings, it helps. And you can also use budgeting apps. For me, I love apps. I have them on my phone and I have something that I can use to make me gain control of how I spend. Budgeting apps, they can help you. Use YNAB. Why you need a budget. I like that app. You can download it from the Google Play Store or app of the Google Play Store or the App Store on iPhone. In addition, you have to review your budget regularly. Ensure that you check your budget weekly or monthly to be sure that you are on track and make necessary adjustments. Make necessary adjustments, then avoid spending impulsively. Make a list before you go shopping. Don't just go and see that beautiful outfit and purchase it. There are times you may need to splurge on yourself, but ensure that you make a list when you're going shopping and stick with your list. Give a 10% gap in the event that you overspend, but don't do more than that. And ensure that you cut off and stop spending on the particular expense head on the periodic basis so that you gain control of your expense. When you have done all that, ensure that you reward yourself. Budgeting doesn't have to be about restricting yourself. So set aside a small, really tiny amount for recreational treats to reward yourself and to keep yourself motivated. Budgeting is not about finding or restricting you. Budgeting is just about finding balance. It is not about depriving yourself, but rather making conscious choices about your money. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you have gained tremendously from this episode today. This, we talked about budgeting, how you can start your budget, the tools you can use, and how to stay motivated to ensure that you keep track to your budget. If you have any questions or you need more clarity to get started, don't hesitate to reach out to me. You can get in touch with me on Facebook, on Instagram, follow me on my social media handles, The Good Life Podcast with Princess Joy on Facebook and The Good Life Podcast on Instagram. Remember, the key to successful budgeting is consistency and flexibility. If you have any questions, as I said, reach out to me and we'll talk about it. The Good Life Podcast, Princess Joy. Thank you and have a good day. Bye.